Well, yes, my friends, we have another exclusive interview for you today. One that you will need to share to the four corners of the earth, because we're going to be asking questions and bringing you information that the mainstream media is absolutely ignoring.
As I started looking at this information, and as I started seeing that this is actually a chimeric version, something that was developed here in the United States in 2015, it was published in Nature magazine, that it was developed in the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hills, where all the initial studies were done. The chimeric research, despite having a moratorium by the U.S. government to prevent any chimeric research basically means that they're taking a naturally occurring substance or virus, in this case, and then mutating it, genetically modifying it, changing the configuration morphologically to gain function. It's called a gain of function study or gain of function research. And that basically means that they're making something that already may have some potential to cause harm, making it more harmful, making it more virulent, making it more resistant. And basically that's what I found, that they took the SHC014 strain of coronavirus, the surface antigen component, and brought in the backbone from the SARS coronavirus, put them together, and then inserted HIV and MERS orthologs on top of it to make a more virulent, more detrimental virus.
What I think you're talking about is the moratorium that was placed, and then $3.7 million from the National Institute of Health was transferred to China so they could continue this research, even though the moratorium, so they basically outsourced this research to China. Is this the same topic we're talking about here? This news is just breaking?
So it goes back to 2014. The US government decided, based upon certain virologists at that time, saying that, look, there's no justification for this kind of research. There's a potential for it to cause harm, cause a pandemic. So there's no justification for us to do this type of research. So the government passed a moratorium in 2014. Fauci approved monies to be a section for this type of research. He created this entire cascade that we're seeing with the world shutdown was created by this initial aspect back in 2015. He broke the law. He went against government moratoriums. He took taxpayer money and he funded research that has now led to the COVID-19. Fauci, in 2017, he was documented at Georgetown University saying that there will be a pandemic that this presidency will face, that this term will face. How did he know that in 2017 that something was going to happen in 2018, 19, or 2020? There is no virus bacteria that jumped 13 feet. It defies every logical aspect of science and medicine. And what really, really pisses me off is that there's tens of thousands of doctors and scientists out there that know that this is a fraud and they're not saying anything. For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak. People need to wake up and realize there is a massive criminal component to this. They're pushing this agenda for a vaccine. Why? All the projected deaths from COVID-19, it's not going to be from COVID-19, it's not going to be from H1N1, it's not going to be from Zika, it's not going to be from any of these other issues, it's going to be from the damn vaccines.
Mr. President, U.S. intelligence is saying this week that the coronavirus likely came from a level 4 lab in Wuhan. There's also another report that the NIH under the Obama administration in 2015 gave that lab $3.7 million in a grant. Why would the U.S. give a grant like that to China?
The Obama administration gave them a grant of $3.7 million. I've been hearing about that. And we've instructed that if any grants are going to that area, we're looking at it literally about an hour ago, and also early in the morning. We will end that grant very quickly, but it was granted quite a while ago. They were granted a substantial amount of money.
Whoever Dr. Fauci is in your mind, he is a government bureaucrat, and you're comparing him to Hitler, Nazis.
I am.
Who killed 6 million Jews.
I think this is good. This number is going to be higher.
You think Dr. Fauci is involved in some kind of plot to kill millions of people? I just want to make sure I understand.
Again,
this.
Drew, I'm a reasonable person. You're asking me what I think, and I said it could be this, but I can tell you that Dr. Fauci is not an innocent bystander. He's very well aware of what he's doing, and the extent of it and his involvement, I don't know. I'm not privy to that information. I think that the COVID vaccine is very effective at what it was designed for, perhaps, but it's not preventing death, certainly not.
It's not preventing death?
No. People don't die from COVID. You've already seen the data. So why are we getting a vaccine that causes more deaths than the problem itself?
6.34 billion doses of this vaccine have been given. If you're right, people be dropping dead all around this hotel.
It's not orchestrated to do that. Each vaccine has been geared up. So you can look at the ingredients of the vaccines themselves. It's all been published. We already see thousands of people dying. This Delta variant is all vaccine injury. I mean, the CDC's own data is showing that now. I don't want to be part of this mass genocide that I see happening. And I think that what's going on right now will be remembered as a worst time in history compared to what World War II happened.
You are raising doubt about a vaccine.
I am, because I hope more people take heed of the warning that is necessary.
You think I'm vaccinated, right? You think I have a time bomb in me and I'm going to die?
Well, I hope not, but I'll be happy to meet you in 3 years and then see how you're doing.
But you think that's possible?
I think that it's probable.
I mean, I don't even know where to begin with this guy, but how I'm stunned that he still has a license. But I mean, this is just incredible, the stuff that this guy is saying.
This guy is disinforming patients he doesn't even know or meet, and that is the problem. People sitting at home on the internet believing that this guy, who very much reminds me, Anderson, of that pillow guy, who's looking at basic facts and so misinterpreting them that it's hard to believe, but he is doing it in such a way that he's telling these people and convincing them not to get a life-saving vaccine.
We have some stunningly heartbreaking news to share with you this morning, that our colleague, our friend, and truly distinguished CNN journalist Drew Griffin passed away in the last 24 hours.
This breaking news just 2 days after we learned of the Department of Energy's admittedly low confidence assessment that the COVID pandemic began with a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Tonight on Fox, FBI Director Christopher Wray publicly acknowledged the FBI believes it too, both with what sounds like higher confidence.
Well, we are 3 years into the COVID-19 pandemic and we are finally getting somewhere on how this came to be. FBI Director Christopher Wray said the pandemic was likely caused by a lab leak in Wuhan, China. Now, this has always been a theory, but it was considered a conspiracy theory for a very long time, so much so that mainstream media refused to touch the story.
The head of the FBI in the United States has said the coronavirus pandemic is most likely to have emerged from a Chinese laboratory. In an interview with Fox News, the FBI director, Christopher Wray, said his agency had held that assessment for some time. It's the first public confirmation of the FBI's judgment on the issue.
Well, the director of the FBI says the agency believes that the COVID pandemic was most likely connected to a lab incident in Wuhan.
Major news today. The FBI has come out publicly to say COVID-19 most likely leaked from a Wuhan lab. FBI Director Christopher Wray also spoke about the Chinese government blocking any investigation into the origins of the pandemic. These are his strongest comments yet.
The FBI has for quite some time now assessed that the origins of the pandemic are most likely a potential lab incident in Wuhan.
For God's sake, this is changing the planet, and every scientist and every doctor that knows this to be a facade needs to open their mouth and speak.
It's 12:41 on May 20th, and I was supposed to be interviewing Dr. Rashid Batar right now, and I literally just found out right now that he's
not going to be on today's show because he is deceased. And I don't have the words to articulate what he meant to me. So I just found this out 11 minutes ago. So I'm just going to re-air our interview from last week, and my thoughts and prayers go out to Rashid Batar, Dr. Rashid Batar, the late, great Dr. Rashid Batar, and to his family. And he's a great friend of mine. And I'll miss him.
Can you just text that to me? So, and I'll just forward it. So.
Yep. 1 second. I'm also going to.
You're so creative, Clay.
I'm going to also send you passive aggressive long form text messages too. Because that's what the world needs more of, right?
That's right, man. That's why I love you so much. Call it like it is.
Well, we're gonna have some fun today. Ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, and.
So, you know, Clay, first of all, on behalf of the rest of the world, I appreciate you taking that effort, because the new generation, those that will pick up the batons that we have been carrying, it is up to them to lead the world into the next era. And I'm grateful to you for helping to bridge that gap. And so for these two people that were born just yesterday, my goal, and I think everybody's goal, should be that when we come on this planet, when we leave, when we depart, we leave it a better place for the generation that's following us, which would be you. Mm-hmm. And I think that mankind, our generation, has not done an adequate job, because I know that if I were to, in fact, as Clay said, I was about, I actually had an encounter with the Creator, and I was begging for him to let me stay with him. And he said, no, I had too much work to do, because the planet needed work to leave it better for the next generation.